Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Didn't shoot you back in those days for knocking on the door. Knocking on the door, do you have any of those top value yellow stamps? And a lot of those older people would tell me, yeah, because they call me Junior. Yeah, Junior, we got some. And they'll give them to me. Do you have any of those H&S green stamps? And they'll give me them green stamps. I'd gone down to Abbott Old Drugstore and grabbed me four or five of them books, and I fill them out because I needed to have a certain amount of books to get the rod and reels. And of course, I was never selfish. I had a good friend of mine named Larry Schmidt. And so I said, I would call him Happy. He's gone on home to be with the Lord. I said, Happy, man, we're going to get us some rod and reels. He said, well, how are we going to do that, Boone? That was another one of my nicknames, Boone. I said, man, well, I'm getting these stamps. And praise God, thank God, I was able to get enough stamps and fill out enough for those books so I can go back and redeem them and get us some rods and reels. So this is a commercial term, praise God, which means that as Christians, we ought to be good stewards, praise God, of the opportunity that God has given to each and every last one of us. I'm talking about just like y'all gonna be going out looking for some of them bargains on Black Friday. Praise God, seizing the opportunity to grab some of them bargains. Praise God, that means that we ought to seize every opportunity. Praise God, if we see a soul that is lost, to try to win that soul for Jesus Christ. So we should use our time. Praise God, he says, use our time to witness. We must take every opportunity. Praise God, to witness. Another noted writer by the name of John Brogdus said this. He says, opportunity is like a fleet horse that paused for one moment at our side. And if we fail to mount the horse, praise God, in that moment we can hear the chatter of his hooves going down the corridors of time. See, some of our best opportunities that we will have to witness are those opportunities that we're going to get, praise God, by our lifestyle that we live. And we have to take every opportunity of the time that God has given to us. Amen. Amen. And in that opportunity, in that time, we got to do the things that we know are right. Let me share a story with you all. This is a true story. You can go and look it up. Praise God. That was a preacher by the name of William Houghton. Praise God. And he became the pastor of the Baptist Tabernacle there in Atlanta, Georgia. And let me show you how, when we talk about people looking at us, we're talking about using our time wisely. This is a great example of what I'm talking about. Praise God. This church, he had just become the pastor of this church. And the story goes that there was a man in that city who had hired a private detective to follow Dr. Houghton, praise God, everywhere he went and to report on his conduct. Amen. This is a true story. You can go look it up. Praise God. It says, after a few weeks, the detective was able to report to that man who had hired him. Praise God. And said that Dr. Houghton's life matched his preaching. Amen. And as a result of him going back and giving him that report, praise God, the story said that that man became a Christian. That's why you keep hearing me saying all the time that people will much rather see a sermon than to hear one. Praise God. And if you don't think that those folks out in that world are watching you, you better try to take another thought. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, amen. You see, my brothers and my sisters, we preach a sermon every time we get up in the morning and interact with people in this world. Every time, praise God, we interact with others, we are on display for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Can I remind us, every time we interact with people of this world, we are salespeople, praise God, for Jesus Christ. And our witness to this world involves the time that God has given us in this world. Amen. That's my first point. My second point is this, praise God, that our witness to this world involves our walk in the world. Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor, please be careful how you walk. Amen. You see, verse 5 says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. You see, that word walk simply refers to our daily conduct, how we live, how we go about our day-to-day living, our lifestyle. Praise God. When he said that, he says, walk, praise God, in wisdom toward them that are without. I've already mentioned it sort of briefly. When he talk about those who are without, he's talking about unbelievers. He's talking about those who are not under the ark of safety. Praise God. Therefore, we need to walk in wisdom before the unsaved of this world. Praise God. You see what I'm talking about when I talk about those who are without. It's those without hope beyond this life. It's those who without assurance of life hereafter with God. Those without help facing the trials and traumas of life. Those without peace, those without security, those without God's care and deliverance, those without fellowship with God and his family of believers, those, praise God, without freedom from guilt. I'm talking about no assurance of forgiveness of sins. And finally, those, praise God, without light. I'm talking about no freedom from the darkness of death and the grave. And you know, that was one time when we all were there. All you got to do is go back and read Ephesians chapter 2. Praise God. Read Ephesians chapter 2, and it tells us what we were, but it said in verse 4, say, I believe it was verse 4 of Ephesians, it said, but God, because of what he did for us. Praise God. That was a time when we were without any type of hope. But thanks be to God, now we have hope. But we have to walk in wisdom before the unbelievers in this world. And I know there's somebody out there in their mind saying, well, what do you mean, Pastor, by walk in wisdom? I'm glad you asked. Praise God. Because first of all, it means that we are careful not to do or say anything that would make it difficult, praise God, to share the gospel. I'm talking about guarding our very steps. It also means, praise God, that we must be alert to use opportunities that God gives us for personal witnessing, that is, walking rightly and godly. Praise God. Walking in wisdom also means doing our work. I'm getting ready to step on. So I didn't hear too many amens on the first two, but I ought to hear a few amens on this one. And if I don't hear some amens, I'm going to hear some ouch. Praise God. because walking in wisdom also includes doing our work, paying our bills, and keeping our promises. Praise God. You know, there are some people whose word does not mean anything. And let me tell you something today, for a Christian, praise God, your word ought to be your bond. Praise God. Your word ought to be your bond. Paul, writing to the church at Thessalonica, had these words to say in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 12. He said that we may walk, what? Honestly toward them that are without. In other words, he's talking about the unbeliever. Amen. There's a certain way that we as Christian ought to walk, praise God, and live in the front of those who are without. Amen. Praise God. If you're going to win them, praise God. If you're going to attempt to win them, praise God, there's a certain way that you are going to have to walk, praise God, before them. Amen. That's all I'm trying to say. Look what he says. He says that we may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that we may lack nothing. You see, praise God. Oh, my God. Oh, oh, Lord. We have to walk honestly. We have to walk honestly before those that are in this world. Amen. Amen. Oh, let me say that again. We have to walk honestly before them. See, that was a story of a church member who went to a store. Sister Lee, praise God, this guy went to a store. And then one day, this guy went to the store, and the salesman of the store asked this man, and I'm just going to throw in a name, because in the military, we always have some fictitious people. I'm going to put a fictitious name in here, John Doe. So John Doe is not anybody that you know. Amen. And the salesperson asked this man, say, look,